Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show.
Country Boy G, another payback production coming at you. Let's you understand how we do it, y'all. Hold your helmet. Let's go,
this is Dolphins Edition. Yo, happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. Good morning. Good morning. Today we got Big Papa Pump. We got Big Papa Pump in the building. Big Papa Pump, what's good?
What they do, bro? What they do?
What's good, Big Papa Pump? Just chilling, enjoying, about to enjoy day three of the draft, you know?
Yeah. You already know.
hey, we had a pre, what the people don't know on the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, we did a pre-draft interview to set off season three, but a little technical difficulties had to held it back, had postponed everything, but we back is better than ever right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's better than ever right now because, boo, it was water the whole time. It was water and hey, Phillips the whole time, boo.
Hey, bruh. I just don't understand the life of our Dolphin to say, why do we get Waddle? I'm like,
is people saying that?
You couldn't go wrong with any of those wide receivers. Bro, you can't go wrong. Waddle brings more than any of them. Return man, kickoff return, punt return, slot, spread. I mean, deep threat. Bro, are you kidding me?
They tripped.
I can't
believe people saying that. You know what? I heard that one time this week at work, but you know what? It's so easy to sell Waddle because once you watch his film before the injury, like one of the football players at the school I work at was telling me, he was like, man, I saw that game against Tennessee before that injury. I was so hurt. He was like, Waddle was getting off that game. Like, you can't deny the talent. It's there.
But, bro, let me tell you something, though, man. They fail to understand. When these coaches and GMs observe a player, they go to the source. The source is their coaches that coach them from Pee Wee, Optimus, all that dog. They go to sources, because they go deep. They don't just go by what we're looking at on highlights and stuff. They don't go by that. They go find out who that person really is, where he come from. Coach, and when he was at Alabama, they talked to them coaches, man.
Mm-hmm.
They talked to the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Man, out of both of them, which one you think the best? Waddle. They said it.
Waddle.
The stat shows
the first half of the college football season shows the his freshman season shows. I mean, all Alabama receivers freshman season shows. But with like Waddle, when you watch Waddle come into the season, his freshman season, he's electrifying from the start. He take off from the start. He the best.
He's a Santana Moss to me, dog. He's a Santana Moss to me, bro. I'm straight up. That's my dog. I watched him grow up.
That's big,
but
bro.
He played like a Santana Moss, bro.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure Santana Moss won't deny that.
Santana Moss was a beast. We talking about UM Santana?
Cassidy, CC, Zoo Santana, you already know. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
I watched the boy since he was in Optimus.
Hey.
Phenomenal player, coach.
Hey, you know
and
what?
If he bring anything like that, Trey, we got us a beast.
Hey, y'all him. It's Big Papa Pump. Y'all him. We in this thing. It's the Dolphins. It's season three. You know, we about to go to the next segment, man. It's getting too good. It's getting too good. Now tell me who
were number one phonetic every yeah, year. Yeah. Been ballin' with them Dolphins every season, every yeah, year. Yeah. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, Big Papa Pump is in the building. Big Papa Pump is in the building. Hey,
in the building.
Ooh-wee. Listen, this is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. What y'all thought we were just going to be talking about everything and not include the Dolphins? Are you crazy?
Oh, are you crazy?
Are you crazy? It's the it's the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. You already know.
Hey, Bo. Hey, Big Papa Pump. Listen. I promise you, the people didn't hear it. They couldn't hear the pre-draft interview that we had to set it off, right? But I remember, like, I keep listening to my questions. I was like, how I'm gonna relive this? But one thing I remember you saying, I couldn't hear it when I was reviewing it. But one thing I heard you say with the 18th pick, you wanted Phillips, and then we ended up with Phillips.
And who last name he got?
He got Mr. Phillips. He got Mr. Phillips last name. It's crazy. Hey, Bo, I went to work yesterday. I was like, yo, I promise y'all. You all know Big Papa Pump, the number one Super Dolphin fan. I promise you. I promise you, Chris Gridham showed this man the draft board. They showed this man the draft board. Monet, I'm telling you, they showed him the draft board. I'm telling you, he called it out. He called it out. Bo, how you felt when they got Phillips? Because I was, like, going crazy. I was like, I wanted the running back, but dang.
Bro, listen to me. Let me tell you something, man. I felt like, bro, we're finally making the right picks, bro. It's been years, Coach. If anybody been a Dolphins fan for a while, you know when we need a quarterback, we went and got a wide receiver. When we need an O-line, we got a D-line. You know what's been happening, Coach.
Yep.
But now it's the difference, bro. It's different. We are going after what we need, and we're getting it. They're talking about, we need a running back.
This is
they
true.
Fail to understand. We got running backs in the system already, Coach. And let me tell you something. I want Harris. I want him, for real. Mm-hmm. I really want him. But am I upset? No, I trust the process, Coach. I trust the process. And that's what these Dolphins, it's hard for them to trust the process. And I understand it because they've been trusting the process for so many years and it's been letting them down. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling y'all Dolphins, sit back, man. Get you something nice to drink. I'm drinking on some hot tea right now, Coach. I'm sipping on some hot tea. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. I'm enjoying this, man. I'm relaxed. I'm calm. Calm as I ever been during draft time, bro. I'm like, trust the process. We will enjoy it at the end. We will enjoy it. Y'all just sit back and chill.
Chris Grill
and Grill. Let Flo and Grill do their thing, man. It's happening, y'all.
It's happening.
And I give a shout out to our owner, Mr. Ross, man. I love that dude. I love him, man. He's doing a superb job.
The richest owner in the league. The richest owner in the league right now.
He put the people in place, man, to make this happen. Man, let's go, man. Y'all got to get on board with this, man. Talk to him, Trey.
Hold on. We can't make this stuff up.
I love the guy. I love everything about his physical skills. I love the fact that he has returnability. And I tell you, the other thing that I really like about him is his likability and his personality. He is going to be a core player for that football
team. Guess who they talking about,
a very good player for their locker room.
Who you talking about?
Guess who they talking about, bro?
I know when Nick Saban...
Talking about my dog, Jalen.
And his assistant, Linda Leone, really,
really like the player.
That player
is going to
work
out. We got two Jalen's. We got two exclusive Jalen's.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, peep this, dog. Our first three picks, first name start with a J.
I'm trying to tell you.
Dog. Javon, Jalen, and Jalen. Coach. Miami Dolphin. Miami Dolphin number one.
Hey, yes, sir. Listen. They giving us a B off day one alone. We ain't even they
alone.
Listen, alone. Day one alone. Like I never seen this, Bo. It's just like what you said earlier. It's just like what you said. Hold on, we gonna go to the next segment.
All right.
We back. Miami Dolphins. Listen, I got Big Papa Pump in the building. Hold on, we got Big Papa Pump in the building. And we talking about the Dolphins draft. And this is the They Sound Blunt podcast show. Monet, I forgot what segment we in. I think we in the third segment. But listen, we got two Jalens in the first round, and they gave us a B. We ain't even discussed the second round. You already know, he right. Some as a Dolphin fan, when we need a quarterback, we'll draft a wide receiver. He right. When we need an O lineman, we'll go draft a D lineman. This the first time for real that we got everything that we needed. We wanted the running back, and they didn't get the running back, and it was okay because we got the number one, the top pass rusher in the dang world draft.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. So we going to go to the second round, boo. Go ahead. What you got to say? Well, go ahead.
Oh, second round, we beast mode, coach.
Ooh.
We beast mode, dog. You know what I'm saying? But like I tell them, second round is like, coach, that safety boy, Jerome, my God.
That safety bro, highlights. His highlights is crazy.
A ball hawk, bro. He goes to the ball. Coach, and he come up and hit you. Bro.
Smacking you. He going to smack you. He going to smack you, for real.
Like I said, this man is a beast, man. He is a beast. That is the top safety. That was the top safety on the board we got.
That was the top safety on the board. That this draft, last year draft, if he would have came out last year. If he would have came out last year, he would have been the number one safety, the number one defender off the board, DB. This is true. The same thing when they traded back up, though. When they traded back up, what was going through your mind before they made the selection? After they got the Harlem and they traded back up and got the 45, because my heart dropped. What you was thinking?
I didn't even know what's going on. I'm like, hey, what was that? Because it happened so fast, though.
Yeah.
It happened so fast, bro. It happened so fast. You couldn't really, grasp that. You couldn't even think about it. Like, you just wanted, what just happened?
Hey, then
we drafted. I'm like, what?
So they drafted Eisenberg, and I was like, yo, I remember watching Notre Dame and looking at that left tackle like, damn, he'll be good in the Miami Dolphins uniform. And then now we gonna see him. Oh, my God.
Coach.
And Chris Grimmie, trust. Didn't I tell you that, Bo?
And trust. You got to trust the process, Coach.
And Chris Grimmie, trust.
I keep telling them. Man, these guys up in that office working, man.
They working.
They just sit back chilling. These guys making things happen. Mm-hmm. And they're giving you star players. Mm-hmm. Coach, they're giving you, we sunk one to Pittsburgh. Fitzpatrick, whatever his name, he ain't no dog no more.
We ain't talking about no dang old Mika Fitzpatrick.
We told him to chill. We sent Mika over to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But we just got another one.
He can play.
He can cover.
He can do everything.
Oh, my God.
In the field. Oh, man. I am not worried about Buffalo. What they did to us first game and second game is not going to happen no more.
We putting it together, boy.
It's not happening.
We putting it together. And he's getting athletes, man. He's getting guys that can play multiple positions. Yes, sir.
Playmakers.
Yes, sir.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm like, all last night, I'm going crazy. I'm looking at this second round. And I'm like, man, you know, I gotta at least see what the people say, because it's been a while since I seen people praise the Dolphins on day one and day two, right? It's been a while since I seen it. I've been sitting back just listening to the people on Total Access. And right now I'm trying to, you know what, Bo? I'm going to just play a little snippet of it before we go to the next segment and let the people hear.
Miami, who then traded right back into the top 10, where they made a move for the Eagles' number 6 overall pick, Philly, now selecting 12. So here it is, the new order of the top 10. Jaguars still holding firm there at number 1. Jets.
Hold on, this. I don't know. Hold on, this. Let me get to where the people. Oh, there go. I see them talking. I see them talking Dolphins. People love to talk about the Dolphins, Bo. They love to talk about the Dolphins, Bo. You know what? Oh, I got to wrap this up. Producer behind me, she on me. Hold on.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
It's back. We back. We back. We back. Up into I don't know why they love talking about the Dolphins now. I swear they talk. Hey, they talk about us like we won the division, Bo.
They have no choice, man.
They have no choice because they see what's going on. They see what's going. The whole league see what's going on. I think they scared. I think everybody in our division, they like.
Oh my God!
How they do that? How did they do that? You know we set the. You know we started a trend. We started the trend with in across the league again, big Miami Dolphins. We the only ones started trend. That trade that we did for Laremy Tunsil, no GM was thinking of stuff like that. When they seen the Dolphins getting praised for stuff like that, everybody started jumping on the boat. It's just like the same thing what Pat Riley did with the Miami Heat in the Big Three. We start.
There you go.
We trendsetters down here in Miami, man.
You already know, baby.
We trendsetters. This is real,
Coach,
so
man.
Go ahead, Pop.
I'm so hyped, bro. I'm so hyped, man. That's straight up, bro. I'm feeling like, man, look here. Dude, it's finally coming to light, man. I'm telling you, the Dolphins are coming, man. I'm telling y'all. The past 2 years, y'all got to see what this Flores and them been doing, man. Coach, I mean, they've been getting rid of star players and bringing in a nobody. I wouldn't say a nobody as in, you know, I'm saying somebody that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Not a big name player. That's what I'm saying. And these guys get not performing because they like to develop a player. They like to develop the player into what they want, into their system. See, dude, when you go get a lot of guys that's, I'll say, veterans, and you're trying to put them on a team, it's kind of hard to mix that. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to make a cake with no butter.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? You try to mix that, the cake gonna fall, Coach. That's what's been happening for the Dome for years. We've been adding all these other players, but yeah, we don't have a chemistry. It's no gelling.
It's not.
Because everybody got their own way of playing, their own style of playing. But what Flores do, they develop players into their system. So then, it's easy to run. All you gotta do is press the button, and the game goes on. And you know what I'm saying? Bro, it's easy to coach a team that way. And that's what Belichick been doing for years. Mm-hmm. That's why you see guys over there you never seen before. Mm-hmm. Who is that guy? Who is that guy? But this is what he does. And I'm glad we got Flores here. And I'm enjoying it. I'm just sitting back, bro. I mean, I think this is going to keep me from being gray haired for a while, dude.
People forget that Flores was supposed to be coach of the year. He got snubbed.
Exactly.
He was supposed to be coach of the year. He got snubbed. Like, seriously. Like, they've been snubbing the Dolphins all season. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. They snubbed our cornerback for defensive player of the year. Like, it's crazy. Like, but don't worry. Don't worry. It's going down. It's going down because we got the best, and I'm going to go out and say it. We got the best young head coach in the league right now.
Right now.
Right now. I don't care about what Buffalo got up there. They bet. Listen. They did what they did. They did what they did. Now it's up now. Now it's up. We had our little quarterback on the bench. It's up now. He's strong now. It's going down. Let's see how our quarterback operate year two.
Listen, I understand people talking about two of this, two of that. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. But let me tell you something, man. When everybody goes to a job and they're new on a job, it's not that first year you're comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You're uncomfortable at that job. You know what I'm saying? So now, Tua is getting comfortable. Now, he don't have to look over his shoulder anymore. It's all about Tua. It ain't about, Fitzpatrick's going to come in. No, it's Tua's team now. It's time. This is time. He over the hip injury. I mean, a year out of that. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is when you get hurt, man. You can't come run right back into the thing and you're going to be the same as you left. No, it takes time. And so he had that time. Now he's in the gym fully working out. I mean, Coach, the man getting ripped, bro. He bulking up. Oh, man. Look here, bro. I'm excited.
Listen.
I'm excited.
I be watching him, his college highlights, his Alabama highlights, and I look at how he was built at when he was at his best before that hip injury. And
yeah.
His thighs was built like a running back or something, like his accuracy. And when I seen him up low, he looked it even better, like his footwork, yeah. his movements. Like, that's what I'm more concerned about, his hip movements. When I watched him in the off season, it was just crazy, man. Shout out to Tua, man. Tua gonna take us to the playoffs.
Shout out to Tua. Yeah, yes, sir. We going to the Super Bowl with Tua. He gonna get him one.
He gonna,
cause you know why? He's a winner.
Yeah,
he is a winner, bro.
Wherever he go, this is
he's true. A winner.
This is true.
And that's it. And another thing I like to tell everybody: when you get in that car accident,
mm-hmm.
and you get back in that car for the first time,
mm-hmm.
Coach. You skeptical about how you're driving. You're worrying about, is that car going to stop? Bro, that's how it is. So now he's over that fear. Mm-hmm. He is over that fear now. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to come out here and he's going to perform. The band's out there at the field right now. I mean, throwing passes at receivers, Coach. This is what he do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He got a receiver, all the host of receivers out there. You know what I'm saying? Parker, all those guys. Williams, Fuller. He got them out there. They throwing passes. Coach, you know why? Because he's ready, boy. He knows it's all on him now. And he want that pressure. Hey, Tua want the smoke. Tua ain't running from the smoke. He want that smoke.
Tua ain't ducking no smoke, you know what I'm saying? Tua ain't ducking no smoke, but check this out. We go get back to Tua next segment. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back. A Pump. Listen to this. Great pick for Denver. Yeah, look, I mean, this is an added. Right now, what I'm watching, I'm watching the Denver pick, right? I'm watching the Denver pick. It's so important that I'm watching this because on the screen it say the pick is in, right? And I want to know what was your reaction. Listen, the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, let me speed this up. The Miami Dolphins was the only team we flexed. We big flexed when we went for our draft pick. When we went in the second round, Bo, we big flexed.
Yeah.
We big flexed. And I know that I want to know what you was feeling when this moment happened. When they had the Dolphins coming up on that stage.
Dolphins, who had a very good day yesterday. Up now on the clock, their pick is in, and they're here they come. The Isley brothers are coming out.
Boom!
Hey, well, they brought the Isleys out. We had me going.
We had the Isley brothers.
You know, hello, girl. Hello. Hey, boy.
We had the Isley brothers
out there. Oh, I said, what? We had the Isley. What
is that, boy? Hey, Bo. Hey, Bo.
I felt like Jazz in the Garden.
Hey, that's
I felt
what
like Jazz in the Garden, boy.
You know what? I guess that's what they trying to say when they come back with Jazz in the Garden. They going to set it off with the Isley brothers. Oh, my God.
Hey, I love that, man. I'm like, that's what's up, baby.
Hey, that boy had it. Hey, that boy came out there. That boy came out there. He just wanted to play his song. We like, Steven Ross probably was like, go ahead, play your song.
Play it.
The new pick for the Miami Dolphins, Javon Holland.
It sounded like that boy for to say, Holland.
Javon Holland.
Javon Holland.
He was start singing, boy.
Hey, we got a beast. Hey, Bo. Let's give him. Who you think Javon Holland gonna be based off what you've seen so far? give a comparison from a NFL safety that's not in the league right now. He done retired. Give a comparison from the past.
I would say, off the top of my head, I would say he is going to be like Malloy.
Who? The Malloy from... Malloy from...
Yes.
From up north, from New England? That Malloy?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir. That's Malloy. I think that's what I see him at. Yeah. Right there. Ball hawk, instinct, come up and hit.
Malloy used to give us problems.
Oh, what? How you think I know who he is?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
How you think I know who he is?
Why, hey, Bo, why I feel like New England just drafted Javon Holland the way you just did that? That's just crazy.
You know
scared me? I'm scared.
Bro.
Put my dolphin hat on. Yeah. Put my dolphin hat on. I'm scared. You scared me. God damn.
Oh, my God.
But yeah,
hey, when I seen it, we got swag. We got swag, Bo. Our front office got swag. Our coaching staff got swag. And you know how I know? We had the freshest dressed head coach on draft night. We drafted the best receiver in the draft.
There you go.
We drafted the best defensive end in the draft. We drafted the best safety in the draft. And we drafted the best guard in the draft, slash tackle in the draft. Been starting three seasons. Traded up to get that boy. Y'all wanted a running back. I wanted to protect it. That's what it's about. See, we don't need no run. They asked Chris Greer, why you ain't go running back? He said, I like the runners we have.
There you
go. And Chris Greer, we trust. We don't need a running back right now.
But what they fail to understand. This is what they fail to understand. A running back, what makes a running back? An offensive line.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Who made Emmitt Smith?
Come on, bro.
Who made Emmitt Smith? Who made Barry? Well, I don't know about Barry Sanders.
No, not
who
Barry Sanders. Not Barry,
Barry Sanders.
Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Hey, he by himself. He's elite. He by himself, coach. He's in the group by himself.
I'm pushing it, bro. Hey, I'm pushing it.
Yeah, you pushing it. Yeah, you pushing it. No. You lead out with the Lord. But yeah, but like I said, man, you need that O line, man. They went and got the right people, man. Our running backs didn't do a bad job. Don't get it twisted. For the first year, remember, it was their first year.
Yeah, it was their first year.
And bro, them boys back there running that ball, dog.
People
they're running that ball.
Gasket.
So I'm like, coach, it's okay. It's okay. And hold up. Le'Veon Bell.
What about Le'Veon Bell?
He wanted to come to the Dolphins.
You think we're going to get Le'Veon
Bell?
You think we're going to get Le'Veon Bell?
Sit back. You heard it from me, bro. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying right now.
I take a Le'Veon Bell. He helped. He got a lot of gas in the tank.
Hey, Le'Veon Bell, just listen, bro. Listen, observe. Le'Veon Bell. You heard it from me, coach. I ain't saying no more. Le'Veon Bell. You heard your name? You heard
you
me say
what?
Right here.
I'm going to stop you right here. Cause you just dropped something and you know what? Hold on. Let me go back to the beginning, man. Let me go back to the beginning of the show, man. We got Big Papa Pump in the building. I don't think people understand how big this is, Monet. This Big Papa Pump. This number one dolphin fan. This Big Papa Pump. When I'm on Facebook, I look on the Facebook, I'm going through my timeline. I see a Dolphins truck bit with Big Papa Pump on it. On the doggone well, Dolphins field.
You already know.
Pump. This big, man. This Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir.
This Mr. Phillips. Hey, we done drafted Jalen Phillips because Mr. Phillips said he wanted him because he got the last name. This number one fan stuff. Listen, this super fan.
Another payback with guts.
Hey, Bo, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, bro.
Love, it's always love.
Always been, bro, from day one.
Hey, I knew the second recorder was going to be better than the first. The first was like a classic. I'm sorry they'll never hear it, but guess what? We did another classic.
There we go.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
That's all we do is classics, bro.
That's all we do is classics. That's all we do is classics. That's why I ain't worry about it. I ain't never worry about it. I'm never going to worry about it. This is God. He in control. I'm in the passenger side of the whip. You know what I'm saying? What people don't know, I came up under Big Papa Pump. I'm one of the ones that he raised. Like, I know a lot as a man right now because I came up under. I was taught by people like Big Papa Pump. That's what people don't know. It's all love.
All love, bro.
All love. Hey, Bo, enjoy day three. I ain't worrying about kicking feet up. We don't have to worry about who they pick, whoever they pick, and Chris Grill, we trust.
Yes, sir. And Chris Grill, we trust.
Hey,
trust the process.
Trust the process. Trust the process. Believe in the Dolphins. Shout out the Flat Tops forever. They should believe in the Dolphins in there. We know Steve. We know Dre. We know they the Bills fan. But guess what, Bo? What you don't like paying? What you don't like paying? You say you don't like paying bills? We don't like paying water bills. We don't like
bills. And anybody else should hate bills.
We don't like bills.
You know, we don't like bills. We don't like water bill, light bill. We don't like cable bill. We don't like mortgage bill. We don't like no bills. So anybody say they like bills, they fool.
And like that. And like that. This was the They Say I'm Blood podcast show. Hey, hold on, Bo. Check this out. Check how I end this show. Check how I end this show, Bo. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. This is how I end this show, Bo. This was the They Say I'm Blood podcast show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Till next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this
Bo, how that sound, Bo?
By Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.